It's estimated that in the last 10 years, about 700 migrants died crossing the desert in Brooks County. This is ground zero of a South Texas humanitarian crisis where migrants risk death in order to enter the U.S. without legal authorization. What happens to the human remains of those who don't make it? In part two of a special series, Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports on an effort to identify those bodies and reunite the remains with families.
On a bright winter's day, two graves are being dug at the Sacred Heart Cemetery in Falfurrias. This is a dig to retrieve bodies of unidentified migrants who died in the Brooks County desert.
So these are people that probably died on somebody's private ranch in Brooks County.
Kate Spradley is a forensic anthropologist at Texas State University and director of Operation ID, which seeks to document and identify the migrant remains that are found in South Texas and then return those remains to their families.
They're in the Texas desert walking to try to get around the checkpoint, and it's very easy to get disoriented. There's nothing to orient you north, so you can just walk around in the same mile, you know, for days, not knowing which way north is. And when you get dehydrated or you're injured and you get separated from your group, you just...
Some of those human remains are discovered and end up buried here at Sacred Heart Cemetery. But buried without ceremony, it's more accurate to say that these human remains were disposed of by throwing them without much care into holes in the ground. The migrant bodies are sometimes in garbage bags, cardboard boxes, or milk crates, sometimes two, three, or four individuals to a hole.
A local informant came to us in January and told us that she could not buy the plot next to her father because there might be unidentified people buried there.
Operation ID usually works like that. There are few records of unidentified migrant burials. South Texas counties are overwhelmed and underfunded for this task. So when Spradley gets a tip that there might be some migrants buried in a spot, they go check it out. But she says the people who oversee the Sacred Heart Cemetery aren't much help.
There's been maybe 130 that have been exhumed from the cemetery. There could be 50 more, there could be 100 more, just in this cemetery alone. This is the cemetery where the migrants are buried. We're in Brooks County. This is the county cemetery, so this is where they go.
This is where almost everyone in Brooks County gets buried. It's a focal point of the community. Most of the gravestones are festooned with decorations to mark the passing holidays. There's an active Facebook page for the cemetery with lots of festive graveside photos. The placement of the burial plots also tells the history of local racial segregation, and community members are a little uneasy seeing how outsiders are digging up unidentified migrants right in the middle of Sacred Heart.
Actually, I just came around to just pass by my parents and I saw all of this.
San Juanita Olivares is a Falfurrias native and was curious about the activity in the cemetery.
I'm glad they're finding these bodies. Mainly because, especially the unidentified ones, if I had a son or daughter and was missing, I'd want to know. And the fact that they're being, that after this part, they hopefully will be identified.
It's taken a full day of digging, and the team of forensic anthropology students who have been shoveling dirt, hauling it away in wheelbarrows, and then using hand spades and brushes have uncovered evidence of other possible burials at this site. But mainly they have exposed one central migrant burial. It's an individual in a blue cremation bag.
Like away and under, yeah.
The team is going to carefully hoist the stiffened remains out of the grave and place it into a white plastic disaster body bag. And now the real work begins that might lead to matching a name to that body.
And then we'll submit a DNA sample to the federal DNA database called CODIS, the Combined DNA Index System. We'll put all of the information we have about this person into NAMIS, which is the National and Unidentified Missing Persons System. And NAMIS is nice because we upload that information. We upload photos of any personal effects, clothing, sometimes stuffed animals, luchador masks. There's all kinds of stuff that people carry with them that they're buried with.
Anyone can search the NamUs website. Families frequently go online looking for answers about what happened to their missing loved ones.
We've identified 35 people so far, and we have a few more identifications pending. And, you know, it's great to make an identification, but for that family member, we have to realize that they actually have, it's the first time they have to process the death. You know, it's not the outcome that they had hoped for. But they get answers to questions, and I think that helps them quite a bit. They don't have to not know anymore.
The Brooks County Sheriff's Department says that for every body of an unidentified migrant that is recovered, there are at least five more out in the desert that were never recovered. Their remains were set upon by the environments and the elements, and they basically became part of the landscape, which is why many people look at South Texas and say the whole area is now one big graveyard. In Brooks County, David Martin Davies reporting.